Welcome to Maranatha Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Femi Fenoyo.
We have joined a series that I've been doing on Maranatha YouTube teaching channel titled The Bible. We have joined the series at the beginning of another season, which we have titled The Story of the Whole Bible.
Today, by the grace of God, we are going to move on to the next section of our story. And the question we are going to ask ourselves today is, how did Cain, how did he respond? How did he react to God's divine feedback? Did he repent? Did he change his ways? Did he do what is right? Genesis chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. From the Amplified, Genesis chapter 4, and we are reading verses 5 to 7. But Cain and his offering, he God had no respect. So Cain became extremely angry, indignant, and he looked annoyed and hostile. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you so angry? And why do you look annoyed? If you do well, believing me and doing what is acceptable and pleasing me, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, but ignore my instruction, sin crouches at your door. His desire, is for you to overpower you, but you must master it. Cain ignored God's approved way of sacrifice. He rather approached God on his own time. Therefore, God rejected him. God rejected him and his offering. What will a true and honest worshiper have done in this case? Okay, you brought an offering to God, obviously. Something was wrong with you. Something was wrong with your offering. God rejected your offering. If Cain was an honest worshiper, or put it another way, what will an honest, true worshiper, what will it have done in this particular case? Such worshiper will have fallen on their face. They will have repented of their sin. They will have asked God for forgiveness. That will have been the expected reaction of an honest, true worshiper to being rejected. But unfortunately, this is not what we saw in the case of Cain. This was not Cain's reaction. Why? Because he was not a true worshiper. Because he was not an honest worshiper. And Cain's rejection of divine instruction and his rejection of divine correction actually shows us the true heart of Cain. Now, indeed, the Bible tells us, you remember we read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says that indeed Cain was of the evil one. His deeds were evil. The reason why Cain did not respond rightly to divine correction is because his heart was not right, like we have read and we have seen in previous scriptures. So, the Bible documents for us two primary and immediate reactions of Cain once the reality dawned on him that God is not all impressed with his recklessness and with his carelessness. And where we've read today shows us two primary immediate reactions of Cain. The Bible says, and Cain was wroth. That is King James. Cain was wroth. Amplified says that Cain became extremely angry and indignant. That was his first reaction. And the second primary and immediate reaction is that King James tells us that his countenance fell. He was wroth, number one. Number two, his countenance fell. Amplified says he looked annoyed and hostile. He looked annoyed and hostile. I mean, when you read verse 6, the Lord himself confirmed that these were Cain's immediate reaction. Because when you read verse 6, we read in King James, God approached him and said, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? Amplified, why are you so angry? And why do you look annoyed? So God himself confirmed that these were Cain's immediate reaction to this divine feedback. The striking thing we saw here is what was absent in Cain's immediate reaction, because what was absent in his immediate reaction is as important as what was present. As we read here, there was no mention of sorrow for sin. There was no self-examination. There was no prayer to God for forgiveness. What is recorded is that first Cain was wroth. He was indignant. He was extremely angry. That was his first reaction. And the question is, what does that mean? And against whom was Cain extremely angry? Now, when you look at the literal translation of the original word that was used, that King James translated and Cain was wroth, literally you can translate it this way: it burned with Cain exceedingly. It burned with Cain exceedingly. You see that word burning again. Remember how we've talked about sacrifice, fire that consumed the sacrifice. There was no fire upon Cain's altar. But the Bible says that there was a strange burning in his heart. It burned with Cain exceedingly. That would have been the literal translation. In other words, Cain became vehemently, woolly, speedily blazed up and angry. He was full of rage. He was full of rage. And we want to look at that issue of anger in this particular scenario. Okay, remember, I'm not talking about anger generally. I'm not talking about anger in a general form, because sometimes anger can be right. Anger in this sense of being right has been described as love in motion. It motivates us to deal with a threat, and you know, a threat to someone or something that we truly care about. Because when you read the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, it says, "Be ye angry and sin not." The truth is that if we are honest with ourselves, we know that most instances of anger are this Cain kind of anger. And that is the sense in which I'm going to look at anger from now on in this episode. The wrong type of anger, the Cain type of anger, which if you and I are honest, we'll admit that this is oftentimes the way we get angry. So let's go back to Cain's reaction. The question is, what is anger in this scenario that we have read? The first thing you see is that this anger is a social emotion. And that is true of anger generally. Okay, anger is a social emotion because anger is not an original emotion. Anger is not an original emotion. Anger is always the reaction. It's always the effect, the reaction to something or to someone or to some situation. You always have a target that your anger is directed against. Something trigger that anger. So anger is not an original emotion. People get angry with someone they think has harmed them in some significant fashion. And that is why people get angry. And the question is, who was Cain angry with? Who was he angry with? Because that is often the reason why people get angry. So the first thing is, anger is a social emotion. Something triggers it. We are reacting to something in our environment. Remember, we are looking at anger in this scenario of Cain, the Cain type of anger. But this first description of anger is actually a general description. But let's now move on to a specific description of that anger that is applicable to this Cain type of anger. Number two, anger can also be a substitute emotion, a distraction, kind of like really a smoke screen. People can get angry to protect themselves from having to face and deal with real issues, which they find painful and frightening. In other words, our anger is actually a cover-up. There's an issue. Okay, there is an issue that is painful. There's an issue that is frightening. But we use anger to distract ourselves, to cover that up. And the question I have to ask myself is that what was Cain hiding? What was Cain covering up with his anger? Or maybe I should ask myself, when I get angry, maybe I should ask you, when you and I get angry, especially I'm talking about this wrong type of anger, which oftentimes is the way we often get angry. This selfish anger, this Cain type of angry. The question I'm asking you, sir, and I'm asking you, ma, the question I'm asking myself is, what am I covering up? What am I hiding? What is this anger trying to distract people from seeing? And this is very, very important. Number one, we've looked at anger. Remember, the Cain type of anger as a social emotion, a response to something in our environment. And we said that can also apply to the good kind of anger. But this second one is much more specific to the Cain type of anger, when anger is a substitute emotion, a distraction, a smoke screen. Number three, this type of anger can be a tool to assert, but usually wrongly, our own righteousness, to assert our power, and to assert our moral superiority. A tool to assert in a wrong way our own righteousness. And it goes something like this: I've been hurt. Somebody has hurt me. Somebody has done wrong to me, and they must be punished. They must not allow to go scot-free. They must be punished. I'm going to punish you. You've done something wrong, and I'm going to make you pay. I'm going to destroy your reputation. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to break your bone. I'm going to talk you down. You must be punished. So that is somebody that is using anger to revenge, to exert their own power. You see, I am right, you are wrong. I'm in the right, my righteousness. I am morally superior because you are so sinful, you've done something wrong. I am going to make you pay. That is another way in which we will see that Cain used anger here. And the question we will ask ourselves is, will Cain play God? Because essentially that is what anger does. It makes us to play God. So we are going to look at these three qualities, and look at it and apply it to Cain. Remember, we ask ourselves, when we're looking at anger as a social emotion, we ask ourselves, who was Cain angry with? So that's the first question. Who was Cain angry with? We said people became angry with someone they think has harmed them in some significant fashion. So who was Cain angry with? Fundamentally, we know that Cain was angry against God. Fundamentally. Why? Because he considered that God had disgraced him publicly and given preference to his younger brother, Abel. That is the fundamentally primary reason why Cain was angry. He was angry with God. God rejected my sacrifice. God, as it were, has disgraced me publicly. God has accepted my brother and he has rejected me. So his anger was primarily and fundamentally an anger against God. But secondarily, he was angry with his brother Abel, as if it was Abel's fault, because Abel, as it were, has received more honor from God than from him. And he was angry secondarily with his brother. And as we go on in this story, we will see that he took his anger out on his brother Abel. He was primarily angry with God, but he couldn't get to God. He couldn't harm God. He couldn't arrest God. He couldn't exert and, parade his righteousness and his power and his moral superiority against God. No. But his brother, he could do that to his brother. And we will see that that is exactly what he did. And this is what anger does. It makes us take out our anger on innocent people, our family, our children, our wives, our husband, our workers. Praise the Lord. But this is not just about Cain. Many people today are angry with God. We blame him for everything. Why did God do this? If God is God, then why this happen? Why did that happen? And so on and so on. And also, just like Cain, we often take out our anger and frustration against God on innocent people around us, our family, our friends, our spouses. Or sometimes we take it out on people that represent God. We can't get to God, but we will attack the church. And that was exactly the same thing that the devil did. Remember, the Bible says that Cain was of the devil. That was exactly what the devil did. The devil sinned, and he was ejected. He was ejected from heaven. He was angry. That was exactly what the quality of anger we are seeing here in Cain is, an anger that was demonstrated for us by the devil. The devil couldn't get back to God. He took out his anger on a human. And that was exactly what Cain did. Unfortunately, that is exactly what many people do, but it ought not to be. And we'll see the dark places that this type of anger took Cain to, which is going to be a lesson for us as to what not to do. But the second question we then have to ask ourselves is, was Cain right to be angry with God? Was Cain right to be angry with his brother? What was Cain hiding? Remember the second thing we talk about, anger being a smoke screen, a distraction. What was Cain hiding? We said that this Cain type of anger is a substitute emotion, is a distraction. We said it's a smoke screen, that rather than Cain facing the fact about his sin, the evil and the wickedness of his way, and seek the help of God and seek the support of his brother, what did he do? He lashed out at both of them. He lashed out at God. He lashed out at his brother. And just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Cain did not take any responsibility for his action. He did not take any responsibility for his inaction. He did not take any responsibility for his evil and wickedness. You know, it's always the fault of somebody else. It is my parent. It is where I was born. It is the race into which I was born with. Or sometimes it's the government. Or sometimes the people of other color. Or sometimes it's my gene. Don't misunderstand me. They are evil that a whole lot of these people bring into people's life. But oftentimes the problem is that we totally will not, you know, take responsibility for our own action, for our own mistake, but rather we will say it's always the fault of somebody else. We play the victim. And this victim mentality, this victimhood is wrecking our world today. I'm the victim. In fact, playing victim today is one of the most, you know, rewarding thing in our world today. I'm the victim. I'm a victim because of my color. I'm a victim because of my gender. I'm a victim because of this and because of that. Remember, I am not ignoring that there are actually problem of people being victimized. The problem now today is that the true victims have been ignored because we have all these pretenders that are trying to show themselves to be victims. And unfortunately, the people that really are being victimized, that need help, they have been left unattended to because all these fake victims are taking everybody's strength and attention. If only Cain has taken responsibility for his action, if only he has asked God for forgiveness and help, the Lord will have helped him. God will have helped him. But no. He didn't take responsibility for his actions. So the question then is, what was the end game of this Cain type of anger? How did it play out? Will Cain play God? Because oftentimes that is the way anger play out. You've done something wrong to me and I'm going to get you. Ultimately, the wrong type of anger, this Cain type of anger, is a tool of intimidation, is a tool of control. Is a tool of manipulation. It's a tool to wrongly assert ourselves in your face. I am right, you are wrong, and I'm going to exert power and arouse my moral superiority. I am right, you are wrong, and I will make you pay for my pain and my loss. You will not be forgiven. You will die. Again, remember what I'm saying here. When people have done wrong, they must be punished. But it's not by you and I playing the gods. We'll come to that in a bit. In his anger, Cain will play God. He will take the law into his own hand. Rather than being the law keeper, because that is who we are. We are, even when people break the law, there are people that have been tasked with the responsibility to execute the law. Unfortunately, rather than Cain being the law keeper, what did he do? He will constitute himself as the lawmaker. He will constitute himself as the judge. And again, just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, that was why they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were supposed to know knowledge of good and evil as a lawkeeper, but they wanted to know it as a lawgiver. Don't we do the same thing today? We don't want to keep the rule, but we want to make the rule. We want to make the rule. Even those times when anger is right. Yes, we said anger can be right. Even those times when anger is right, when we said that anger is love in motion, when we are angry at evil, when we are angry at the oppression of the poor, the oppression of the weak, the oppression of the helpless, when we are angry at hypocrisy that we see in the church, in the world around us, or maybe the hypocrisy we see in our own heart, even in those times when we see those, when our anger is right, when our anger is justified, even in those times, our anger must be managed. Why? Because anger is an emotion that is easily prone to sinful abuse. If we are overwhelmed and consumed by anger, the emotion stopped being useful. I'll say that again. If you become overwhelmed, consumed by anger, and it comes to the point that you are no more in control, the anger has taken over. That anger, even when it starts out to be right, that anger stopped being useful. It becomes destructive. It becomes sin. As we read earlier in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, didn't we read it in verses 26 to 27? Be you angry and sin not. And let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Even in righteous anger, we must still be in control of our emotion. We must not use our anger as a justification or a tool to play God. I think I'm going to stop here. We'll pick it up here by the grace of God next time. We are talking about the anger of Cain and we are learning from this. Yes, anger can be right, but oftentimes our anger is the Cain type of anger. And where we are stopping today is to say, listen, even when we are exercising righteous anger, anger against something that is wrong, that is oppressive and evil, even in that situation, we must still be in control of our emotion, that we cannot use our anger as a tool or as a justification to play God. And we are going to take it off from there by the grace of God. And if you are listening to me and you are not yet born again, I want you to know that God loves you and He has made a way of salvation. There's no other way, okay? If there's any other way, God will provide it. But God knows there's only one way. He gave His only Son. He died and He has provided salvation for you. But He cannot force it on you. You and I will have to receive it as a gift from Him. Come to Him tonight and ask Him to save you. Just say, come into my life. Save me, Lord Jesus. And He will. Invite Him to be your Lord, to be your God. He will. He will come in, take the dead heart from inside of you, give you a new heart. He will be your God. He will be your Father. He will be your friend. He will walk the rest of this your life on earth with you. And when this is all over, you will spend eternity with Him in the new heaven and the new earth. Do it, please, right now.
We sincerely invite you to check out our teachings on YouTube, Maranatha Teaching Channel. They will bless you. Thank you.